With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The House considers the Senate passed GOP tax and spending cuts bill with the goal of getting it to the president by July 4th.
Members from both sides of the aisle came to the House floor to debate the Senate version of the Big Beautiful Bill the GOP hopes to send to the White House by Friday. Democrats came intending to stall debate along procedural lines and eventually have the bill thrown out on a technicality. Rules Committee member Jim McGovern tried to talk colleagues out of voting for the measure.
A vote for this bill is a vote for cruelty. It's a vote for fiscal irresponsibility.
Rules Committee Chair Virginia Fox says now it's time to vote.
President Trump has his pen in hand and is waiting for the House to complete its work.
Bernie Bennett at the Capitol.
Iran cuts ties with the UN's nuclear watchdog agency in reaction to the recent U.S. and Israeli attacks which destroyed its nuclear facilities.
Iran's president has ordered the country to suspend its cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency, likely further limiting inspectors' ability to track Tehran's program that's been enriching uranium to near weapons-grade levels. The order by President Masoud Pezeshkian did not include timetables or details about what that suspension would entail. However, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi signaled in a CBS News interview that Tehran still would be willing to continue negotiations with the U.S. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Freed Hamas hostage Eden Alexander meeting with President Trump and the First Lady in the Oval Office later today. Alexander has been held by terror group Hamas for 584 days, is believed to be the last American freed. The New Jersey man has dual American-Israeli citizenship and joined the IDF when he was 18 after graduating high school. The 21-year-old was captured at his army base in the October 7th terror group Hamas attack on Israel. This is SRN News. Parents in Canada are outraged over a gay pride event. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
It happened last month at Departure Bay Park on Vancouver Island, a booth set up by an LGBT organization at the school-sanctioned children's event was handing out cards that explained how to use various different recreational drugs, including LSD and ketamine. The booth run by the group AIDS Vancouver Island later said the cards were only intended for, quote, older children. The event was sponsored by a local school's Gay Straight Alliance Club. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa's become the first state to remove so-called gender identity from its civil rights code under a law that took effect this week. That means so-called transgender and non-binary residents are no longer part of a special protected class. The law also explicitly defines male and female based on biological reality. This is SRN News. More layoffs at Microsoft.
Microsoft says that its latest layoffs could cut close to 4% of that workforce, or about 9,000 people. In May, Microsoft began laying off about 6,000 workers, or nearly 3% of its global workforce, as the company spent heavily on artificial intelligence. Microsoft says that the new rounds of cuts will affect multiple teams around the world, including its sales division and its Xbox video game business. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Storms in the eastern half of the country expected to cause problems for July 4th travelers. The mid-Atlantic regions dealt with thunderstorms and heavy rains have led to flooding in Maryland, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. The National Hurricane Center is also watching an area off the southeast coast that may cause tropical downpours in Florida. On the 4th, storm conditions are forecast to remain in the southeast. More details at srnnews.com.